Stuart Goodyear has performed his Beethoven Sonatathon before, most recently at Princeton this past June.
It's a real baptism by the end. It's a baptism of fire and water. It's a whole range of emotions communicated to the public. By the end of the day, it feels like a rebirth.
The sonatas are presented in chronological order, which puts two works he wrote as a young man but didn't publish until later in life at the front of the line.
Consider the Sonatathon as a day of spending time with a compelling personality. So you have the Opus 49 Sonatinas that begin the day, and it's like an exchange of pleasantries.
Stuart Goodyear says even in his Opus 2 early sonatas, you can hear Beethoven's revolutionary ideas and wildness. And his style progresses following his growth from his 20s to his 50s.
It feels like the sonatas are like a very personal diary, and you're looking into the soul of Beethoven. There's even more personal qualities in those late works. It's almost as if he's looking very much inward, and nothing matters except heart and mind.
Goodyear will only have a little time to catch his breath as the day goes on.
The Sonatathon is separated into three parts. The first part begins at 10 in the morning and ends at 2 in the afternoon, and then there is a lunch break. And then 3 to 6:30, that's the second part. And then at 8 o'clock to 11 p.m., that's the last.
Stuart Goodyear says it was listening to the complete sonatas from a 13 LP set he begged his mother to buy that made him decide at the age of 3 or 4 that he wanted to play the piano. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire.